The Carlton Football Club's women's team's travelling to Bendigo to hold a pre-season training session this evening. Damien Keeping is the women's coach at Carlton and joins me now. Damien, good morning.
Good morning, Fiona. Lovely to be with you.
Good to have you on the phone. Now, obviously a very exciting time for women's sport generally, but specifically, you know, AFL, Aussie rules footy, women really stepping up to the mark, and there'll be some quality football played by them next year. Tell us how it's going at Carlton.
Well, it's going really well. We've brought together a wonderful group of players who are really committed to the task ahead of them and excited about the opportunities that that they've been afforded. And from a club perspective, we're really respectful of the opportunity that we've been given by the AFL to be a foundation club in the first ever AFLW competition.
That's right. How many teams are there in this league again?
So there'll be eight teams, and we'll play each of those teams once, and then there'll be a grand final at the end of that series of games.
Yeah, good stuff. So eight teams, including, of course, the Western Bulldogs, who I'm so sorry to say I have to go for. But I might go the Blues this morning. I'll just keep it at that. But just don't tell anyone from the Doggies I said that.
Maybe we can persuade you with a good performance tonight up there at Tom Flood Oval.
Yeah, I do note that you've got four Bendigo Thunder players in your side, so that's a good reason for all Bendigonians to start following the Carlton women's team.
Yes, look, we're very lucky to, within the recent draft, to be able to pick up four. Hayley Trevine, Jess Kennedy, Bella Eyre and Sarah Last, who came out of the Bendigo Thunder team from this year. And in lead up to the draft, through our recruiting processes, we watched a number of games right throughout Central Victoria, and we're very pleased to be able to put those four very talented players onto our list. And from tonight's perspective, you know, it's wonderful to be able to get up there and put those four in front of their families and friends and supporters within the local area, and also for the club to get up there and be able to touch base with their members and supporters.
So is that the main reason you're coming up, is because this club now has a really big link to Central Victoria?
I think so, and traditionally so as well, from a Carlton perspective. And look, you know, there's certainly some recognition for the role that the local community up there has played in the careers so far of our four players from Bendigo, and in part way we're just recognising that as well.
Okay, so the idea of tonight then is to really showcase what Carlton's got to offer and develop that connection with the community. So what are the plans for this evening?
So we'll be up there about 5 o'clock. We'll arrive up there and we'll be on the track from about 6:30 onwards, and we've got a fairly good session planned for the players this evening, and we'll be able to interact with the members and supporters that get down there as well.
What sort of pace is he going to put them through, Damien?
Yeah, look, it's a fairly tough session tonight, so I think what you will be able to see tonight is the level of skill and commitment and passion that our 27 players have got for the game. I think you'll be able to get a taste for how that competition's going to look come February next year.
That showcase match that was screened that had everyone talking and got really good ratings, are you confident that interest will continue into the women's game?
I think what we've got is a wonderful opportunity to really establish something new within the sport while maintaining the tradition of the game. And that September the 3rd exhibition game was a real taste of the quality football and the type of football that we're going to be able to see through this new competition. And it's just wonderful to see our group of players finding their way and really establishing themselves with an elite performance environment. While they're certainly respectful of where the game's come from, they're looking forward to taking it forward and owning a bit of that history as they move forward as well.
Yeah, are you confident though that, you know, that the popularity will be there, that people will be ongoingly interested, I suppose?
I think it will grow as we go along, and the the AFL's been really sound in their decision making to this point, and I think we're seeing some really solid interest already. And I think once we see the players out on the field, and the supporters and members get a taste for how it's going to look and feel moving forward, I think that popularity and interest will continue to grow.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, though, won't it? Not that I'm saying it won't, but it'll just be interesting to see how it all plays out. I suppose in a way as well, it's not like your team is working from the ground up because you've got the AFL behind you. So it's not like you're trying to expand, you know, into like vastly new territory or bring a new game into Australia type thing or a whole new league. But yeah, it'd be very interesting, I think, to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and certainly from our perspective, the club's really united, and there's been a real whole of club approach. So the connection between the men's and the women's team here at Carlton has been is established really quickly, and you know the whole of club is certainly committed to making our program really really effective, and you know also establishing that connection with our members and supporters, so they can identify with our 27 players and the type of game that we're going to play out on the field throughout the new competition.
So how confident are you that Carlton will be up there? Like, have you had a look at the list of the? I'm sure you have of the other teams you'll be up against.
Yeah, certainly. Look, it's going to given that there's eight teams and the spread of talent has been fairly even in the establishment of all the clubs so far. It is going to be a really competitive competition. So we're really pleased with what our players have done so far through the pre-season and the way in which they're applying themselves to the program we've put in front of them. There's obviously going to be plenty of challenges along the way, but certainly we're pleased with how they're coming together and how they're addressing those challenges.
Who do you play first up next year?
Well, we're eagerly awaiting the fixture to be released.
They haven't released it yet.
No, so we're not too far away from being able to see the lineup of the fixture. So we're in eager anticipation to see who that might be, whether it be a Collingwood, so there's a blockbuster rivalry game there, or a Western Bulldogs, or maybe a Freo game first up.
It'll be great. It'll be great stuff. Well, Damien, people are very much looking forward to seeing the Carlton Football Club women's side in training mode and in Bendigo. This evening, as we say, the entire women's squad will be training at the Tom Flood Oval from 6:30 p.m, you say, Damien?
That's correct. That's about when we'll be out on the track.
Excellent. And you'd love to see as many people down there as possible to support the team, including those four players from Bendigo Thunder who've made their way to the Carlton Footy Club's women's team. What stars they are already. Thanks so much for joining us, Damien, and safe trip up.
Thanks for the opportunity. We can't wait to get up there.
Damien Keeping, women's coach at the Carlton Footy Club.